the calves that are on the cows now get fed on an ad lib feeder, which is a creep feeder. The same with the lambs that are on the ewes at the moment get fed on an ad lib creep feeder.
What age do you start feeding your lambs?
We start feeding the lambs when they're about a month to 6 weeks old, when they start to get interested in the feeders and they'll go inside to get shelter and they start nibbling the feed. And that is probably the cheapest time to feed a lamb. You can feed a lamb while it's on its mum for about $12 or $15. Whereas if you wait towards the end of the season and you haven't got them fat and they're lean because you've got a drought like this year, you'll find you'll be putting $30 or more into them to get the same result. And you'll have them twice as length of time.
What are they being fed at the moment?
Just a 14% protein pellet for the cattle and a 16% protein pellet for the lambs. And once you get the baby lambs on it, they run. You'll see them run to the feeder all day long, and then run back to their mum and suckle the milk, and then graze a bit of grass, and you'll see them keep running to the feeder all day long. The secret is having plenty of feeders about, so they haven't got to go too far. And once they realise the feed is in there, they'll keep taking it all the time. They only take a few grams a day, but that few grams makes a tremendous difference as whether or not you can get them sort of 50 kilos on their mum and get them gone before your main worm burden comes, and also before your pressure on your feed comes about.
What's the disadvantage of doing it that way?
Work. It takes a lot of work. It's every day filling feeders, and basically the work. There's no other disadvantage. It's all advantages apart from the actual physical work of doing it.
And how are you going sourcing your feed?
It's getting difficult because you've got to book it way out at least 2 to 3 weeks in front now, and you're not really knowing when the feeders are going empty, so it's not so easy. But the company are very, very good. They look after us. We feed all year round, so they tend to look after us.
And prices?
Listen, the feed is expensive, but it's not as expensive as selling lambs, as store lambs at $30, $40. If you feed them, at least you can get up to the prices that paid by Woolworths and the likes of the other supermarkets and the big buyers. They always want a quality product.
Why the decision to feed all year round?
I suppose coming from England, it's normal behaviour in England to feed calves while they're on the cows and to feed lambs while they're on their mums, and get them away off the farm early before the worm burden gets into them, and you reduce your pressure on the grass and the feed, and you produce a much better quality product, of course.
And what about markets?
The market, I think the sheep market will get better, because I think when the sheep are joined now very shortly, there's going to be a low conception rate because of the dry weather. So I think lambs will be short next year. The dollar's in the favour of the farmer at the moment. So I think the lamb job is looking good. And actually the cattle job, I think, is looking good as well. I think come April time, if we get some rain, these processors will have a job to source their cattle.
It's nice to hear some optimism.
Well, you've always got to be optimistic, otherwise you wouldn't do the job.